AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. That's why you're here listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're covering, of course, what's going on in Austin, Texas, and about this serial bomber who, of course, blew himself up. If you didn't catch the latest on that, I'll give you sort of a little bit of a flashback. He blew himself up as he was police officers were approaching him in his car. He had been pulled over. They had triangulated his cell phone calls and a whole bunch of other things to try and find this guy. It took him 19 days. We covered the bombings and the situation that developed. He has he was living with two other individuals outside about 20 miles north of Austin, Texas. He was unemployed, as we understand, and living, like I said, with two other individuals. They are being questioned. We do not know what is going on with them. The bombings were all very, very sophisticated bombings. It was operational type level stuff. So this is what we have on first blush as we look at this following the individual blowing himself up. Was it a suicide that was pre-programmed within the individual, as we have seen so many other times in all the other mass shootings, especially under the Obama administration with the mass murders, that the perpetrators kill themselves in the end? It's a commonality, right? With people closing in on him, just exactly the classic example of this was the Sikh temple shooting back in Minnesota, Wisconsin, when the killer of so many at the Sikh temple, at the very last minute, after suffering a gut shot, being approached by the police, pulls out a pistol and blows his head off. But that's just the way it rolls with these people. Is this a suicide, or a suicide that has been, I guess you would say pre-programmed within this killer? Because these bombs are very sophisticated. The level of operation is very sophisticated, which to me, the tinfoil hat thinking, conspiracy thing going on, spells that maybe something else is going on. Now, that is what my speculation is right now. What are the known facts that the police are giving us? Is it, well, I just said some of them, most of them. So, based upon those facts, I have a lot of questions, as you should also. And they do, too. The police do, too. They're trying to figure everything out, and they're doing a very good job. We're doing a good job of monitoring the phone calls coming in during the middle of the show. Anyway, so this is where we have it right now with the Austin shooter, or the Austin bomber, is that he's killed a lot of people, unfortunately. Some of the victims, I was going to get into the victims. I don't think I'm going to get into the victims right now. I'm going to kind of let some of that rest because I think it's just appropriate. I know we have listeners in Austin. I really do appreciate your listenership. And our thoughts and prayers with everybody in Austin, and hopefully everybody can recover. But great job by the police. I have to give them kudos. And law enforcement across the board, hopefully the good FBI showed up and is not going to try and interfere with the police in not releasing information, preventing the release of information that everybody needs to know. Because if there's a deeper conspiracy going on here, then we'll find out. And my gut is telling me there's something else going on here. And I think perhaps a lot of that will be found out by his two roommates that they're questioning right now. That is the key thing that is going on. Anyway, gosh, I'm getting all these different calls. I can't answer the call. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Anyway, so that's what's going on with the Austin bomber. And blowing himself up, that's, like I said, the suicidal thing. We're going to also be playing in this hour one of the grievances from yesterday, which is very impactful, and I'll be clarifying for you some of the stuff that's going on with that. It says, this is coming from, where is this coming from? See, I don't get, like, normal feeds from people. So, anyway, it says, the suspect in a series says, the individual described. Now, this particular report, is this an AP? It's coming up with a 23-year-old white male was reportedly located in Round Rock Area Hotel. As police moved in on the vehicle, the suspect fled the scene, later pulling to the side of I-35 and triggering the blast. One officer is said to have fired his weapon during the incident, while another was injured by the detonation. So we're getting a little bit more information here by this one. According to Austin Police Chief Brian Manley, investigators are currently unaware of a motive. We do not understand what motivated him to do what he did, but we believe this individual is responsible for all incidents dating back to March 2nd, Manley said during an early morning press conference. Manley went on to state that the investigations are still underway to locate any potential accomplice or additional packages. We don't know where the suspect has spent his last 24 hours, so we need to remain vigilant, Manley said. If you see something that seems suspicious, of course, report it. That goes without saying. I would hope you would all do that. That's just as part of what you do. You do that. So
that no other packages or devices have been left through the community. So as we go through the day today, we want the community to remain vigilant. But I also want to look at where we are now in Round Rock and remind our neighboring communities, Round Rock and Cedar Park and the other cities, that we do not know where he has been in the past 24 hours, and we need your communities to remain vigilant as well. And again, if you see something that looks suspicious, if you see something that's out of place, if you see something that gives you concern, call 911 and let us know so that we don't experience any more tragedies in our communities, because we've had far too many over the past 3 weeks.
And that's right. You heard it right there. That is Manley, the Manley man, telling us right from his own mouth what's going on. The case began rapidly developing over the last 36 hours when officers obtained surveillance video from a FedEx facility where an unexploded bomb was discovered. Aha. This is where it all broke open. And it says investigators then collected what were considered suspicious purchase receipts and the suspect's Google search history before using cell phone technology. This is where they started to triangulate, as we're talking about before, So this is good policing. You know, we don't want these kind of vermin out there, right? We just don't need this kind of thing going on.
I think you all are aware, and our community is well aware, that it has been a long, almost 3 weeks for the community of Austin as we have dealt with package bombs and other types of bombs that have been placed throughout our community. We have seen members of our community that have lost their lives and others whose lives have been forever changed due to significant injuries. We have talked many times over the past couple of weeks about the level of partnership that has taken place with our federal officials, our local officials, and our police department to bring this to an end. And through all of this hard work, we identified several leads throughout the course of the weeks, but beginning within the past 24 to 36 hours, we started getting information on one person of interest that we continued to work on and continue to develop. And as we continued to do our investigations, this person of interest ultimately moved to being a suspect. And that's what we started focusing on, was his involvement in these crimes.
And that's what did it. That's the Austin Police Chief Manley reporting earlier this morning. So, and of course, Donald Trump, Austin bombing suspect is dead. Great job by law enforcement and all concerned. That was a Trump tweet earlier today. Great job, guys. Maybe we can stop all this terrorism, right, guys? All of us. And we can stop school shootings, can't we? We know that. That happened yesterday. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so what in the world is going on with newcaliforniastate.com? I mean, New California State. It just rolls right off my tongue. Well, we came out. It's interesting. A couple of things happened, and we were reporting on this yesterday, that the city of Los Alamitos in Los Alamitos, which, if you don't know where that is, it's in Orange County. Not really many people. It's a very, very small incorporated city. And the city of Los Alamitos came out with a resolution that they were not going to comply with a state law that was passed by California, and that state law is SB 54. That's the great sanctuary city. It's got some other name. You know, I'm not going to call it any other name than what it is. It's a sanctuary state status law that everything is going to be, you know, a state sanctuary. Everything's state sanctuary. Can't work with law. I mean, it spells out really some things. I mean, you know, this is really a clear violation of the Constitution. Now, some people say that is not the case. That it's not a violation of the U.S. Constitution and the Supremacy Clause. Well, it is, apparently, to the people of Los Alamitos, the city council, 4-1 decision, by the way, on this. And but the other part of it is the hook of, you know, they take an oath to support and to defend the Constitution and also of the United States and also of the state of California. So now, those are two different things. And, you know, they aren't comfortable with the law that was passed by California. So they're in confliction. They're conflicted with their own oath of office. I hope that makes a lot of sense. So what they decided to say was, well, you know, it's also about our oath of office. We've taken an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. This is what this means when they take an oath of an office. They're going to do that first because the Constitution is supreme. It is supreme to the state constitution of California. Does that make sense? So they have their higher oath of office, which is to the United States Constitution. That's why it says, and you know, when you take your oath of office, it's the oath of office that you swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. First, it doesn't say, oh, you swear you're protecting and defend the state of California Constitution. No, it doesn't say that. And then it doesn't say that at all first. What is second in the oath is the they're going to protect and defend the California state constitution. Okay, so now we get that. That's why they do that. That's why if you're in Texas, you take the oath of office of Texas. You take the oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Texas, the Republic of Texas, right, as they say. So that's how it goes. That is how it goes. Okay, so now we have this issue with Los Alamitos that says we're not going to take it anymore. And that's good. And, of course, New California says we're not going to take it anymore either. And now here we have grievance number 9. I have it in my grubby little hands. I'm putting on my glasses here. Because, why? I just cleaned them. As I was sitting here talking and fiddling, I just cleaned them. So now we have this oath. This is not an oath. This is a notice of grievance. I'm shuffling the papers. This is from the actual document that I read standing in the drizzling rain. As it was just starting to come down. Now it's raining like cats and dogs outside. By the way, my cats and dogs are outside. The real ones. Anyway, except one. The one, anyway. That's another issue about the dog. Grievance number 9, State of California. This is from, against State of California. And this is, of course, from State of New California. And this is it. There you have it. You're hearing it right there. State of New California. Grievance 9. Grievance 9. I'm going to read just the grievance part of it. It takes a minute. The Declaration of Grievance, United States Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2 states, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything, and that's any, one word, N-T-H-I-N-G, capital T, in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. And this is our grievance. Failure of the government of California to follow the United States Constitution's Supremacy Clause. Article 6, Clause 2 provides that the Constitution and federal laws made pursuant to it and treaties made under its authority constitute the supreme law of the land. It provides that state courts are bound by the supreme law of the land. In case of conflict between federal and state law, the federal law must be applied. Even state constitutions are subordinate to federal law. The California government, current governor, and monoparty system of elected officials are openly legislating and approving laws that are in direct conflict of Article 6, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution. The passage of such laws is by deliberate design to stand in conflict with an attempt to assert state supremacy over that of the United States Constitution. And such attempts to destroy the supremacy of the United States Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2, by the California government, current governor, and monoparty system of elected officials amounts to acts of treason against the Union. Treason against the Union. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I deserve a sip of Agenda 21 brew, which was just handed to me. Okay, so we got the T word out there in the discussion yesterday with all of our counties that were reading. I got some reports from people. You said treason. Yeah, I said it loudly. Treason. Jerry Brown is engaged in treason against this country. And so is Javier Becerra and the rest of his folks. Treason against this country. I'll say it again. Javier Becerra, Alex Padilla, Jerry Brown, the so-called Mexican mafia in the state legislature and the minions throughout the state are involved in treason. That's what our grievance stated yesterday. First section of the grievance. Oh, by the way, we're not done. Let me turn the page. It says the current governor, elected officials, and monoparty system are enforcing unconstitutional laws specifically crafted over years following a coordinated design with the intention or the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the Constitution of the United States and America and the great state of California. The current governor, elected officials, and monoparty system are guilty of California's incessant violation of federal immigration laws that have committed grievous crimes, which is destroying the state. Because of the state's failure to assist with the enforcement of this law, the United States federal government has been greatly handicapped and citizens have been killed, maimed, and lives destroyed. Not only has California not cooperated with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, in their deportation campaigns of illegal aliens with criminal backgrounds, the agents have been systemically thwarted. The current governor, elected officials, and monoparty system, along with local officials, have aggressively encouraged this unlawful conduct that is now routinely committed by sanctuary cities and counties throughout the state. Abdication of authority, we say it right here. Such betrayal by local, state, elected, and unelected California officials is evidence of their abdication of authority and sovereignty over the state of California. When local and state officials become active participants alongside criminal, illegal foreign nationals against the very citizens they are sworn to protect, remember that's that sworn thing, then these officials have abdicated their responsibilities and authorities over the very people they were elected to represent. By their own actions, the California government and the current governor and local elected officials have abdicated their responsibilities and their authority over the people of California. This concludes these proceedings. We'll be right back.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Ready. I know we're kind of a little harsh, right? You know, treason, big words against the California government, and we're not alone in this. I think everybody that hears this, when they talk about Jerry Brown being treasonous against the country of the United States of America, it resonates really well, and that's because I think most people believe that. Even Democrats, you'd be surprised. Democrats, listen. We are the test bed right here in Studio 21. We call it also Studio 51. Studio 21 in Agenda 21 Radio. We get all kinds of calls and concerns about Jerry Brown. And so that enters our little news cycle. But then, of course, when we're building the state in Studio 51, we're getting all kinds of concerns from people who want to become part of New California. And they tell us that they're from the outlying counties that are actually going to be remaining in California, and they go, "Well, we want out, we want out, we're Democrat." I said, "Well, you know, you can move out, but don't bring your Democratic philosophy with you, right?" Yeah. Anyway, okay. Interesting things going on. We brought up the Peter Switzer book, which I've ordered, by the way. On empires. And this is the whole thing. This is an interesting thing, because when the exclusive book that he's got out right now, Names, man. It is awesome. Mitch McConnell, known as Mumbles. The book is called Secret Empires. I don't like to do this, but I will. I would suggest you get the book Secret Empires, because it goes back. See, for me, and Agenda 21 Radio and all of our sources, and not just me, but all the people have helped source this information about Peter Switzer's, the Secret Empire that Peter Switzer is talking about. We were really keenly aware of the Secret Empire that was going on with the Bidens and the Kerrys in the development of the Ukraine. And the two boys, the Hines boy, stepson of John Kerry is a Hines. And of course, Bo Biden with Joe Biden. We were keenly aware of what was going on with the billions of dollars that these two guys, billions of dollars, with a B, that these people were accumulating. And I think I made a great point in yesterday's show about Jerry Brown being one of the culprits in this at some sort. And we brought up the coverage of this Brown's Dirty Hands expose that came out, I think it was last year. No, it was 2016. That came out by one of the research institutes in Santa Monica, of all places, where Brown's a Santa Monica, California, where Brown is a real. What's the word I'd like to use for that? That's his home base. One of his home bases, Santa Monica, West Hollywood, and all that stuff. But Switzer in his book, Peter Switzer. Secret Empire gives exposés not only of the Bidens. And I'm going to leave that one alone for a second, because I think that at some point in time, I would hope that Peter would bring in, and I haven't read the book, I've read synopsis of it, but I would hope he'd bring in Jerry Brown and the Brown family on the West Coast, because that's a huge crime syndicate right there. Maybe he doesn't want to tap into the whole schemata of the Jerry Brown connections that goes to Fidel Castro. Took the Raul Castro family and into Peñeta down in Mexico, and Trudeau in Canada, and of course Kate Brown in Oregon, and so on. That whole connection, it's an energy connection. Maybe we don't want to identify that one. Billions of dollars, explains why Jerry Brown, who by the way is filthy rich from oil, and he's very, you notice he supports fracking of oil. Get it? Anyway, and he uses you got to have, it's known as Hegelian dialectic, actually, and I'll explain this some other time, but you got to have the yin and the yang with Jerry Brown. So on the one side, he's going, environmentalism, yeah, we want it, yeah. We want to tear down these dams. We want to go so radical, we want to tear down these dams. Orville, anyone? But on the meantime, oh no, I've got my own little over here, and I've got my property. I've got billions of dollars worth of oil under the ground, and I'm going to bring it up by fracking. Why? Because I did drill 8 new wells on my property back in 2015. Oh, I'm sorry. It was reported on Agenda 21 Radio and other places. Just a small detail. So anyway, but the other part of what Switzer brings to play is another cast of the characters. And here we have Mitch McConnell. Mumbles brings the bacon home from China. Peter Switzer, Mitch McConnell's family fortune dependent on Chinese government's good graces. I love it when a plan comes together. Peter Switzer, president of the president of the Government Accountability Institute, highlighted Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's financial ties to the Chinese government as an example of how politicians monetize political influence while evading financial disclosure laws. Now, this is the key thing. And this is where I would bring in the research that was done under Brown's Dirty Hands at this junction. Switzer joined Monday's edition of Sirius XM Breitbart's News Tonight for an interview with co-host Rebecca Mansour and Joel Pollack to discuss McConnell's linkages to China, as detailed in his latest book, Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. This is just mute. That's part of the title, and that's part of what Jerry Brown does. That's what he does. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's family ties to the Chinese state via his father and sisters-in-law are causes for concerns, deduced Switzer. James Chow, McConnell's father-in-law, is, and then there's Elaine Chow. She was appointed to a position by Donald Trump. McConnell's father-in-law founded Foremost Group, a shipping company that has done large volumes of business with Chinese state-owned companies. McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, is the current Secretary of Transportation. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Gee, I somehow feel that Donald Trump, when he made this selection of Elaine Chao, he just really, well, he was overthinking it, if you know what I mean. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that Donald Trump is doing is draining the swamp. And one of the things I've noticed that Donald Trump is a master at is bringing his enemies very close in. So Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, his wife Elaine Chao, who's the Transportation Secretary in the Trump administration, her family has deep economic and financial ties to the Chinese government itself, said Switzer. They are in the shipping business and they own something called the Foremost Group. And really, in 1963, Mitch McConnell, as a senator, travels to China with his father-in-law, James Chow, as guest of the China State Shipping Corporation, Shipbuilding Corp. He can tell you that the China State Shipbuilding Corporation is the largest defense contractor in China, and the projections that are by 2030, if current trends continue, they are going to surpass the U.S. Navy as far as naval capability. Okay, well, that's it for today. that's the mumble. He doesn't mumble too bad after all now, does he? Maybe, you know what it is? He's conflicted in his language skills. It's the Chinese part of mumbles that comes out. See, he starts to mumble. Because he's thinking Chinese and speaking English at the same time. He's conflicted. Or maybe he's speaking Chinese and thinking English. It just doesn't look good now, does it? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So there's more to Mumbles than we know. I'm sorry to out you, Mumbles, but you know, guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. Let's just face facts, Mumbles. A guy's got to do what a guy's got to do, and I got to do what I got to do. I am not a Mumbles fan, and you know, I just to let you know, because we've always said there's something wrong with Mumbles. In other words, he's always been so tepid about things, hasn't he? And of course, when Donald Trump shows up on the scene, we're talking about some serious timidity. I mean, it's just all over the place. And of course, what is going to happen? What is going to happen with Mumbles now that this sort of information is out there? I mean, how do you feel about Mumbles with the ties? And, of course, then his wife, who Trump, you know, this is the thing I find very fascinating, is that Trump has brought in his wife. Now, listen, everybody has known that this whole situation and the way it's been developed with Elaine Chao, Transportation Secretary, and Donald Trump. There's just way more to Donald Trump than people realize, isn't there? Seriously, do you think for one second that he's gonna tolerate this whole thing with Mumbles? As this information comes out and moves forward, it's over for Mumbles, in my opinion. It's done. Fini. Goodbye. This, and Switzer's right. I'm so glad Switzer is doing what he is doing. He's absolutely, positively right about what is going on here. And that's the devastating thing to all these people, is when these guys are so right about what is going on, and they've got it down. They've got all the details down. And now it's going to start reverberating. Everybody's going to go, wow, man, what's going on over there? What about all this Chinese stuff? Death by China. There's a movie out. Very good book. Or a very good movie. In fact, I think they have a book as well. But I've seen the movie. And our own Chris Street's in the movie, actually, as an analyst for China. He works for the Chinese government, believe it or not. And trying to let them know about American ways of doing business, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, that's just a little side note. But as Elaine Chao starts to become more exposed in what's going on, it's going to become a little bit more devious, and people are going to say, wait a minute, should Mitch McConnell be the majority leader? And the answer to that is no, nine, yet, nada. That's what's going to happen. His credibility now has been compromised. And do you think that Donald Trump, listen to this, do you think that Donald Trump has the upper hand on the Senate now? This is brilliant. He absolutely has the upper hand on the Senate. I mean, we all know now that Mitch is not only dirty, he's filthy, rotten, dirty, is what he is. Filthy, rotten, dirty. Or how about rotten, filthy, dirty, and rotten? It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. So anyway, Donald Trump has complete control of the Senate. No worries here, Mitch. Donald is in charge. Now, as the Switzer revelation starts to come out, how is that going to be perceived by Mitch? I'm sorry. But listen, when moments like this happen, now, you know, what I find very interesting is, as I take a look at New California, and I take a look at Jerry Brown, I look at the obstacles ahead for New California and the formation of the 51st state. As I look forward to these overcoming these obstacles, I am thinking ahead of what has Donald Trump done to pre-position himself to take on Jerry Brown? Or better yet, let's do it this way. Jerry, what has Donald Trump done to pre-position himself to take you on? I wonder what he's done. And I wonder where this is all going to go for you and your family. The Brown family, of course. Or the Browns, whatever you want to call them. Browns, German, I think, for Brown. I wonder what Trump has done there. I mean, you know, he came out, he visited, he had some conversations with people. He kind of checked out California. Well, I'm sorry, and before that it was Jeff Sessions who came out, kind of laid the law down. That's just on the surface, guys. What other things has Donald Trump done with California? This guy is an actor, man. I mean, this guy is not. He's a bad actor, Donald Trump. He is draining the swamp. And one of the biggest swamps is west in California. The California swamp to be drained by New California. We're going to tap into that New California business, you think? By the way, and many thanks to those of you that were going crazy on Monday and Tuesday about the stories that were coming out, Fox News and others, about New California. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. We appreciate all the things, all the comments that we're getting. We're still getting comments, phone calls that are coming in. Even as I'm speaking, the lights are blinking over here as calls have been coming in. And we want to thank you for everything that everybody's been, because, you know, before we started New California, the lights weren't blinking on during the show, but you know, now we're getting a lot of comments, a lot of good emails, and of course we're checking out the emails here as they're coming across, in texts and so on. But thanks for all your support. We really do appreciate it. And by the way, it's blanket support. We're getting very few people in regard, very few, very, very few people that are against the notion of New California. Anyway, all right, the shining object, New California, popped up in my head. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I really do wonder, though, what's going to happen with Mitch McConnell and Jerry Brown and all these folks, right? All these global... See, Jerry Brown fits right in with these global thinkers. This is... And Switzer may... I don't know. I haven't read the book. I've only read parts of it, and I'm going to email somebody who can maybe ask him the question for me, or I'll ask him myself if I can get a hold of him. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot of things coming up. We're going to be doing a ton of town halls for New California. We're going to be announcing those town halls so we can get out there really like on the campaign trail and get rocking and get rolling. That's what we're going to be doing. And seeking your help all throughout California, so we're going to be doing that. And... of course, go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, to get all the latest information. Grievance number 10 is coming up. Yep, number 10. We brought out the word treason and abdication of authority this time. So it's going to get a little bit worse, obviously, each time we ramp it up and ratchet all these things up. Anyway, like I said, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and our thoughts and prayers with everybody in Austin. And thank goodness for resource officers, right? As of yesterday, resource officer 1, shooter 0. Saved the lives of many, and he ran to the gunfire. He ran to it. He didn't run away from it. And all of us should run to it. And running to it means take down those damn signs that say gun-free zone. Take them down and take them down. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.